The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, besides Brexit, there were plenty of other stories making headlines around the world this week. Siobhan O'Connell of Business Plus magazine joins us to share some of her favourites. Siobhan, you're very welcome to the programme. First of all, basketball in China.
Yes, let's start with China. Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey set off a firestorm in China this week when he posted an image on Twitter that read, "Fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong," backing the Hong Kong protesters. Now, in short order, the National Basketball Association lost all of its major Chinese sponsors in the country, which is the league's biggest market outside the US, as the Chinese government flexed its economic muscle. In the days that followed, the Chinese Basketball Association, the broadcaster CCTV, the sports channel of China's top state broadcaster, and Tencent Sports TVC channel and retail sponsors all pulled their support for the Rockets.
And this is big business, isn't it? Because there are Chinese
business.
Companies that actually own American basketball clubs.
It's huge business, and it has an enormous following. Last season, more than 600 million people watched NBA games on Chinese television networks, and 500 million people in China watched NBA program on the Tencent platforms during the last season. So the fallout hasn't just been limited to the broadcast deals. A number of Chinese stores, as well as the country's top e-commerce sites, have pulled NBA merchandise from the sale.
The interface of politics and business gets more intriguing there. Siobhan, Boeing and Porsche want to develop a flying car.
Yes, in the same week that inventor James Dyson pulled the plug, excuse the pun, on designing an electric car, despite the fact he got £5 million sterling in grant aid from the British government to help along this project, he said the economics don't add up. However, stepping into the breach are Boeing and Porsche, who have announced they are teaming up to, quote, explore the premium urban air mobility market and the extension of urban traffic into airspace through a fully electrical vertical takeoff and landing vehicle. Basically, in plain English, an electric car that's going to fly. Now, they say the announcement did not include any details about exactly how it will fly and the amount of money it'll cost to make it fly, or the resources the companies plan to invest in the effort, or need a target date, or even a price range. But they do have a good track record here, because Porsche's parent company is Volkswagen. It's the world's largest car maker, and it has set itself a target of building 22 million electric cars across its brands over the next 10 years.
I hope they get the robots doing the self-drive first, because I wouldn't like to see some of the drivers at the moment on the road behind the wheel of something that flew.
Yeah.
In New York, there may be an end now to buying the secret, the Manhattan condo without disclosing
yes.
who you are.
This is a dispute over home conversions in suburban Rockland County threatens to upend Manhattan's luxury condo market, because lawmakers in the county have drawn up state legislation to prevent the anonymous purchase of home companies through the creation of limited liability companies. A lot of wealthy people like to make these purchases through what they call LLCs, also known as shell companies. Gives them privacy, they want to protect their assets from lawsuits, all that kind of stuff. So it's going to mean things like, now that we realize, found out this week, a $240 million unit purchased by billionaire investor Ken Griffin, who bought it under the name NYCP LLC. Now we know who he is and what he bought.
And it was a bad week in business terms for Donald Trump.
Oh yeah, it just, I mean, the gift that just keeps giving. Last night, a federal appeals court ruled on Friday President Donald Trump's accounting firm Mazars USA must turn over 8 years of his tax returns to the House Oversight Committee. He returned by suing Mazars USA, the House Oversight Committee Chairman Elijah Cummings, and Peter Kenny, the Chief Executive Counsel for Democrats on the committee, to block the subpoena. Then in the New York Times, they were reporting yesterday, federal prosecutors in Manhattan are investigating whether Giuliani broke lobbying laws. This is Rudy Giuliani, broke lobbying laws in his dealings with Ukraine. But it ended on a slightly positive note, if you like, for Mr. Trump, who is the king of social media, because he has taken to a surprising new digital platform for his 2020 campaign trail, Twitch. So the twitching Trump is now on Twitch. It's a video streaming website, primarily known as a site for gamers to broadcast live footage. Averages about 15 million daily visitors, which is not to be sneezed at. Now, Trump's account bears a verified tick on the site and thus far only contains video of his Minneapolis rally from Thursday night, which was a sight to behold, to be fair. When this was first reported on about his Trump Twitch debut on Thursday, his channel had just 135 followers. Within 24 hours, that had shot up to 35,700 followers.
So he's dipping his toe in the water initially. Siobhan O'Connell of Business Plus magazine, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.